Now we will have our children's moment.
Time with him. Do you all see what he, may I show them? He brought his own time. You're not going to time me though, right? No. Cool. Good morning. Good morning. Have you ever had an occasion or a time when you have done something you know that you should not have done, and you don't tell anyone? How does that make you feel? Makes you feel bad? What else? How does it make you feel? Guilty? What else does it make you feel? Do you know what the word anxious means? What does anxious mean? Okay, that's something that you're holding in. You said something that you're looking for that's going to happen. That may be anticipate. Anxious means you're worried. So when you've done something and you haven't told anyone and you hold it inside, it makes you worry, doesn't it? So what do you end up doing? How long can you worry before you do something about it? What helps that worry go away? Okay, go someplace alone and then just say it. So if you're alone, who are you saying it to? To yourself. How about, have you ever gone to your mom and dad and say, I am so sorry, but I want to tell you what I did? Do you do that? Does that make you feel better? Yeah. That makes us feel better. It makes me feel better. Because the minute I do something wrong, I'm worried about my mom. My dad was going to say, he was going to talk to me. My mom was going to talk to me. And I hated it when they sat and talked. Just punish me. Don't talk to me. But we do feel better, right? Yeah, we feel better when we, what's that called? Confess? Yeah. There is a psalm where David is talking about his confessions and how much he enjoyed his time with God, and it made him feel so much better that God would forgive him. And don't you think your mom and dad will forgive you? I mean, you're only going to sit on that chair by yourself for maybe 15 minutes. So, I mean, then it'll be over, right? No? You sit longer? Now, one of the things, a word that happens when you do something, you don't share it, and then you worry about it, and then you start feeling guilty but alone, right? Because you can't talk to anybody about it. So now you feel alone. And God doesn't want you to be alone. And you're never alone because Jesus is always with you, right? In what? And God, yes. So when we have those times of feeling lonely, I remember one time when Linda and I were going through some things, and Linda said, "I'm so alone." And I said, "Linda, you may feel lonely, but you're never alone. And God's going to be there right with you. Whatever you do, there isn't anything that he won't say, 'I understand, and I love you.' But then what do? You remember not to do it again?" Sometimes. As we're growing, sometimes we do the same thing. Do I? Always. So this week, when you are working at school or working at home with mom and dad, and you've said something or you've done something that you didn't want to share with them, right that moment, go share. Tell them, "I'm so sorry, and that I love you, and God and your parents love you too." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that we are never alone, that you are with us, our family is with us, and our friends are always there to encourage us. And we just ask you so much to be with us at all times, and we really appreciate and love you and glorify your name. Amen. Thank you. Oh, it's Loud Sunday. Nicole, you want to come back? Welcome.
Let's do better.
Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Your last chance right here.
Praise ye the Lord.